Talk about Cain and Hevel. Cain and Hevel is a crazy story. You had, at that point, in the world, 6, maybe 7 people. The whole world. Now, whatever you want. And still they're fighting. What are they fighting about? The Medrash has different opinions what they're fighting about. One opinion is they're trying to figure out how to divide the world. When you have an entire planet Earth at your disposal, this won't take the northern hemisphere, this take the southern hemisphere. How much can you control? Right. Somehow, that's one mandama. So one said, I'll take all the karka, you'll take all the metaltalin. It's all the same. Then they said, no, we're fighting about who's going to have the base of Mikdash in his chelik. Another mandama said, no. When Cain and Hevel were born, so they were born with a twin. So each one had a wife. But there was an extra one born, and so one was going to have 2 wives. They'll find who's going to get the second wife. Benkach or Benkach. Yeah, that's one problem. What were they fighting about? And human nature is people want to have everything. They want to control the whole world. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ezel Osher Hasamech B'chalka. What does that mean? Rabbi Yonah explains, every person has his chelik in this world. And there are different ways of viewing what you get in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us what we need. Gives our chelik. Some people view it, it's mine. Control it, I made it, I did it. Other people see it. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to do my effort, I put in my effort, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me what he gives me. 2 very, very different ways of viewing the world. People view it, the world as, this is my chelik, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, and this is what he's given me, I have to do with what I have, so I'll do my ashtalos to whatever it is, but this is what he gives me. Very different use of the world. Because it's very different use of the world, it's what you do with it. If you view it as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what you do with it is what he expects you to do with it. It's his gift. If you view it, it's mine. I did it, it's all mine. So then, you know, in your mind you don't think if gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's mine, I do what I want. Cain, thank you very much. Cain each one took a different occupation. There's plenty of land they both could have been farmers. It's the whole planet Earth. Whole planet Earth available to you. Do what you want with it. No. So Cain became a farmer. And Hevel became a shepherd. When they brought a korban, Hevel's attitude and Cain's attitude were very different. Cain brought, as Rashi says, Rashi says, "Minagarua." It's very different attitude what you bring as a carbon. Gratitude, Kaddish Baruch Hu. Yeah, you helped me a little bit, so I've got to take care of you. The best. But it says, Gamhu. What's Gamhu? So, he brought it himself. Odom ki Yaakov mikem korban Hashem. You give of yourself. You recognize. No. You realize that anything and everything you have in this world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, El Kaim Emel, Vayisha Hashem El Hevel Vemin Chosa. However, it was indicative that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted one korban and not, and for a simple reason. Is a Rambam here? Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach, a Rambam Avoda. Rambam writes at the end of it's all different things that are good for mincha. Alfish and kun ksherim and ochis. Harishun ein lamalaman. The first one I mentioned is the absolute top. It goes down the whole pecking order. Since everything is good for korban mincha, why did we have to have a seder? To do that which is best, which is the average, less. A person who wants to get a schut for himself, Yokof Yitzro, has to bend his yetzahara. V'yarchiv yado and extend his hand. V'yovo korbono and ayofa hamashubach biyose, and to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu that which is hayofa, the most beautiful, mashubach, the most praiseworthy. Shabosumin of that type. If it's a mincha at the top. If it's a this, it's that. Shiyovumin harinema b'Torah. It says in the Torah, v'hevel hevi gamu mipchoros son mechav. V'yifa Hashem. Vuhu adin, says the Rambam. Chodova shehu l'Hashem hakel hatov. He says, anything I do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he throws in two words. He just could have said here, l'Hashem, anything I do for Hashem. He says, hakel, the all-powerful one, hatov, and who gives it to me. Anything I have to, my attitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-powerful, and he gives, and everything I have, I get from him. Sheyia min hanoah hatov. Anything I do for a mitzvah has to be min hanoah hatov. In bona beis tefillah, if you build a shul, a beis medrash, whatever is l'Hashem, yanoah min beis yeshivosa. It has to be more beautiful than your own home. When we're going to finish off the Beit Medrash. Someone asked me, we put up our Mizrach. Well, I had to make it so beautiful. I said, the Rambam says, it has to be very beautiful. And then more beautiful than your home. Okay, so I have a simple house. People have fancy houses. They have to make sure that the Shul Adavin has to be fancier than their own house. Now the Rambam says something which is incredible. Someone knocks on your door and he's hungry. He says, I'll give you something to eat. Hechil ro'ev, you give a hungry person to eat. Yachl and hatov ha-mosok sheba shulchonu. You take the best food you have in your house and you give it to him. You're sitting down to a nice meal. Rambam says, and it's interesting. You're not giving it to that person. He says, whatever I do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to go the best. And if a hungry person doesn't have what to eat, I have to make sure he eats better than I do, because that's giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable halacha here. Okay, someone doesn't have money for clothes. You have to make sure his clothes are a bit fancier than your clothes. Because that's giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's saying what Hevel did. It's not mine. The money I have, the food I have, the clothes I have, it's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an unbelievable attitude the Rambam learned out of this pasuk. Hikdish drava, if you give something, makdish something to Hekdish, yof Hashem l'chosid. V'chein hu omer kol chelev l'Hashem. And that comes from an attitude. Someone knocks on my door, he doesn't have money. He doesn't have money for food. Doesn't have money for food. I can look at my ash, the meal, he should go get a good job. Well, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I have to give him food. And the money I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hokel, the all-powerful one, Hatov, it's good to me. The all-powerful one who was good to me gave me money in the bank, that I can serve him by taking care of people who are hungry and people who don't have clothes, etc. Yeah. And that's Hevel. Hevel Hevi Gamhu himself. That's the Pshat the Rambam here, as from this Pasuk. So Gemara Menachos, the Rambam says, Gemara Menachos, of that you give the best. It's based on here, and it goes straight through. And it's not only a shul, it's not only a Beis Medrash. It's people who don't have food, that's giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Rambam learned an amazing thing out of this. Vayomar Hashem el Kayin, lo mochar olach. Why are you so upset? Lo menoflu panecha. Halomim Tetev says, Lo Seitiv, says Rashi. Kartar Gumo. Im Totiv Avdecha. If your Avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be good, Yishtabachach, I'll pay attention to you. Im Lo Totiv Avdech, and if your Avodah will not be good, Yom Dino, and Yom Adin, Chetoch Notir, your Chet will be watched. Is poro minoch. I will have you pay. And lo toshuv, if you don't do tshuva, in toshuv yishtabachon if you do tshuva. That means, Rashi say, take a look at Unklus. Unklus is going to teach you the pshuta shomikra. What's the pshuta shomikra? It wasn't that Kayin was all right, and Hevel went lifnimishu asadin. No, says Unklus. Hevel did what he was supposed to, and Kayin was a chote. This is not volunteering. And truth is always possible. Act and have an act. It's more than just what you do, it's the attitude you have. Melecho tushukoso. Enochanami. This is after the chait. And you're being pulled with the Yetzer Hara. This is mine. I want a $1,000 $1 bottle of wine for my Shabbos table. Wonderful. So what about the honor? What did you give to Tomcha Shabbos for that Shabbos? But it's mine. I won. I worked hard. It's my money. And that's proposing. That the Timshol Boch. You can control it because your attitude is wrong. Change your attitude and learn how to control it. What does the Rambam say? Yokuf is Yitzhar Hara. Bend your Yitzhar Hara. Where did he get it from? Come on closer. Now, I was 2 weeks ago in New York. Talmud of mine called me, had to deal with his brother. His brother is angry at Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why is his brother angry at Kadosh Baruch Hu? Because he'd like to do this, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said not allowed. He'd like to do this, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said not allowed. So I told him, I'd like to be, it's very inconvenient for me when I go home at night, there are all these traffic jams. I'd like to flap my arms and fly home. That'd be wonderful. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. And that's the way he created the world, that I just can't flap my arms and fly home and avoid all the traffic jams. Because that's the metzius of the world. But the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created a world that I can't flap my arms and fly home and avoid my traffic jams, created a world, a moral world. Well, this is mutter and this is also. And it's part of the fabric of the world. It's built into the fabric of the world. It's all the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can, you accept, can it, so if you understand that I can't go to that window, just walk out and fly. Why? Because that's the metzius of the world? No, there's no such thing as the metzius of the world. What do you say every day in davening? Chok nosna v'lo yarvo. It's the metzius of the world because that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He built that into the fabric of the world, which we accept. Same thing as the Torah. And at the very beginning, what did Kadosh Baruch Hu tell Kayin? He says, you may not see immediately the consequences of your averis. If I decide I want to walk out that window, fly my arms and fly, and I fall down, break my head, I see the immediate consequence. If I eat an unhealthy diet and I ruin my health, it takes a while till it catches up with me. If I inhale unhealthy substances, it takes a while till it catches up with me. But this, so what does this say? There's always the Yom HaDin. It's Yom HaDin in the physical world. It's Yom HaDin in the Ruchnius world. Someday there's a Yom HaDin. But there's a way to avoid that Yom HaDin in the Ruchnius world. It's called Tshuva. And that's our Kodesh Baruch. Now, it's a message today from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't control yourself. You have your life in your hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a fortunate or unfortunate, depends how you look at it, thing in this world called Bechira Chofshes. You're in control of your life. You're in control of your life. And this is the unbelievable Rabbeinu Yonah. Unbelievable Rabbeinu Yonah in Shaarei Teshuva. Most people say, Bechira Chofshes is a metzius in this world. This morning, I woke up. I could have said, okay, I'm a little tired. Turn over, go to sleep. So I'd have to be in Yeshiva for me. Could have said that. But I said, no, not that way. So I'm controlling myself inside. I just want to roll over and go to sleep. Or I want to get up. I'm in control of my life. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not a metzius. It's a mitzvah. What does it mean, a mitzvah? Says that's the posuk of Charta B'chaim. It's an amazing statement. So let's try to understand what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Yonah says, life you can go through with being pushed by this pressure, by that pressure, the Yitzhak Sahara, that social pressure, this social pressure, my friends do it this way, I do it this way, whatever. You're not exercising any prayer chashas. What's the mitzvah ubachar tochai? Take your life in your hands. You control your life. It's a mitzvah. It takes an effort. Sometimes it's a greater effort. Sense what the pressures are. Bachar to bachai. Take your life in your hands. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bokai. Bokai decided no. No. Vayom Hashem El Kai. And he kills his brother. Rashi says, who initiated it? Who decided how we're going to divide the world? Cain initiated. Because Cain wanted to make sure that he controlled. The world is a battle for who controls. I was driving home yesterday, I heard on the radio that two very powerful people had a confrontation. The head of Amazon and the head of China. Head of China wrote a book, wants to have it sold on Amazon. So Amazon has a situation where if a book is sold on Amazon, people can write in their comments about the book. So a lot of people wrote in a lot of negative comments. Head of China doesn't like negative comments about himself. So he told Amazon, you think you're powerful, you're distributing my book. If you don't turn to only the positive comments, you're not going to sell Amazon all of China. Each one says, who's controlling who, right? Cain in heaven, the whole world. Who's controlling who? But who is the one who initiated? Because he wanted to make sure he's in control. Says Rashi, was Cain. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu says. What you get is what you hasomerach b'chalko. Everything you have is a gift from Kodesh Baruch Hu. You haven't recognized that. Wake up, recognize it, take control of your life. Take control of your life. Okay, so Cain kills Hevel. Ei Hevel Achicha. Lo yodat, I don't know. Called me Achicha, tzorka my life in Adam. Says Rashi, Domo v'dam saros. Rashi is telling us a fundamental yisod after chazir over 100 times. You have to understand that. A person is responsible for not only what he does, but for the consequences of what he does. You didn't kill Hevel. You killed his children and his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, at Sof Kol HaDoros. Nothing's going to come out of it. Unbelievable consequences. And that is an idea. That's the idea of Kaddish, the idea of a Yahrzeit. The person Olam Emes is judged not only what he did in this world, for all the consequences of what they did in this world. So if my parents had a positive influence on me because I do good things, in the Olam Emes, they get credit for it. But if a person who grew up in a mafioso family and the Masorah in the family is Ritzicha and Gneva, etc., the Olam Emes are punished not only for their Ritzichas and Gnevas, for their children and grandchildren, because that's the consequence of what they did in this world. Pasuk Vayigla Rufa says, Kapa Am Chazon Shapadisa Hashem. And Sifri says, V'yotzim Mitzrayim Sifrin Kapara. It doesn't end with one generation or two. It goes all the way back to my great-great-great-grandfather, all the way back. If something he did has an influence on me today, Batov L'ra, he's been rewarded or punished in the old mammoths for that consequence of what he did all the way back. Domo V'dam Sarosov, says Rashi. Okay. Now, V'ato Orato, V'ato Domo Shepotsos Aspiho, V'kachas Et Me'ochicho Mi'odecha. You know, Adoma, Yotzim Ima Shiniskal Hikvar, Bavona, Gambazel. I should put this to a spiel, in a motive or clover etzlocho, though tasef, tosef, tase kochaloch. Odom was cursed first. Bazel sepecha tochaloch, Adshulcha Adom. Now life is being made all the more difficult. You thought you controlled the world? I'll show you I control the world, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The consequence of chet is mida keneged mida. You'll see, you were not willing to give me the best because you thought it's yours. I'll show you it's mine, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you wake up, then and only then, that's it, if you do tshuva. Okay, Mitzvah Shem Blinera, we'll continue next week.